Ned loved him for that, for remembering her, still, after all these years. He called for a lantern. No other words were needed. The Queen had begun to protest. They had been riding since dawn. Everyone was tired and cold. Surely they should refresh themselves first. The dead would wait. She had said no more than that. Robert had looked at her, and her twin brother Jamie had taken her quietly by the arm, and she had said no more. They went down to the crypt together, Ned and this king he scarcely recognized. The winding stone steps were narrow. Ned went first with the lantern.
"I was starting to think we would never reach Winterfell," Robert complained as they descended. "In the south, the way they talk about my seven kingdoms, a man forgets that your part is as big as the other six combined."
"I trust you enjoyed your journey, Your Grace?"
Robert snorted. "Bogs and forests and fields, and scarcely a decent inn north of the Neck. I've never seen such a vast emptiness. Where are all your people?"
"Likely they were too shy to come out," Ned jested. He could feel the chill coming up the stairs, a cold breath from deep within the earth. Kings are a rare sight in the north.
Robert snorted. "More likely they were hiding under the snow." "Snow, Ned!"
The king put one hand on the wall to steady himself as they descended. "Late summer snows are common enough," Ned said. "I hope they did not trouble you. They are usually mild."
"The others take your mild snows," Robert swore. "What will this place be like in winter, I shudder to think?"